In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. This is Kevin. Glad to be with you all, and we are like full-fledged into the Christmas season, so I feel like it is okay for me to say Merry Christmas at this point. You know, one of the things that me and my family have been doing is every night after dinner, we actually go for a walk around our neighborhood, and about then, it's already getting dark, and it's been so fun to see the lights come on at different houses, the decorations are up, the inflatables are inflated. All that fun stuff. And, you know, it's so interesting to me how Christmas has that sort of like unifying feel, right? Like all of us just feel like we're in this season together. And man, to me, maybe I'm just being optimistic, but it feels like a breath of fresh air in 2020. And so I hope that your Christmas season is off to a similar start and you are a little more hopeful than you've been. And in a lot of ways, that's what we're going to talk about today with a text from Isaiah. We're going to talk a little bit about hope, about what's to come. And so I'm looking forward to that together. But before we do that, let's slow down. Let's take a few deep breaths together and sit in the stillness, breathing in God's presence with us today. So join me for just a minute of silence. Our scripture reading for today comes from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. It says, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." You know, I don't know if anyone best captures the sense of anticipation and wait than the prophets. You know, the prophets were so acutely aware of Advent without knowing it was Advent, but they were so acutely aware of the failures of the community of Israel, of the brokenness, the injustice that was taking place all around them. That in many ways, this fine-tuned their ability to see the brokenness in the world. I mean, they were stirred by this sense of longing. In some ways, that was their vocation, to sit in the disconnect between what should be and what is. And these prophets, they therefore spoke from that position, that tension, that place in which they know and felt so viscerally the disconnect between the community of God and what God had called them to be. And in that space, They would look forward to that hope. And so they would speak of this hope, of this new vision of what God was up to in the world. And, you know, I think this is why it's so important for us to sit in these prophetic texts in Advent, is because, you know, in a lot of ways it can be challenging for us to feel that sense of longing they felt for Emmanuel, for God with us, mainly because we live kind of on the other side of these prophecies, that Jesus has in fact come, that the kingdom has in fact begun. Certainly we live in that tension between the old age and the new age, that we're not quite where the kingdom of God is fully consummated, and so we feel the brokenness, we feel the pain around us, but at the same time we live with the recognition of Jesus' arrival and the beginning of that new kingdom. And so when we come to a text like this, when we come to Isaiah's vision here, I mean, it is such a striking vision of hope. I mean, it uses definitely some different metaphors than we're used to, but it's this vision of creation itself melding and working together in harmony. I mean, it's Jesus will come, or the one will come from the stump of Jesse, right? From this broken, battered stump that seems dead, that seems like all's lost, this shoot will pop out, and there will be the one who will come to judge, who will make righteous decisions for the needy, who will bring justice to the poor of the earth. He'll strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips. He will slay the wicked. Righteousness and faithfulness are that which define them. So this vision of hope, you know, what comes from this individual, this stump of Jesse, this shoot, this Jesus Messiah, what comes through his judgment of righteousness and justice is then what we see in verse 6 and following, where the wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a child will lead them. See, the image here is, I mean, if you think about the wolf and the lamb together, they don't necessarily live in harmony now. They are at war. They are battling one another. But in the new creation that the Messiah is inaugurating and bringing about, they will live together. And not only that, but the calf and the lion and the yearling, they will live together, and a child could lead them because they are at such peace and harmony. See, the vision that Isaiah sees as he looks out over the horizon is that the Messiah will bring peace, it will bring shalom, it will bring wholeness, in which all of creation, humanity, and the created order are living at peace and in harmony. I mean, if we're honest, our minds need to marinate in this image, because it is these pictures of the future that restore our imagination for what it could be in the present. I was reading this essay the other day, and it was saying that one of these lines that stood out, so the best way to witness to the new creation is to live it in the old. And I think that's such a beautiful picture of what we do in Advent, as we look with these eyes of the prophets to long and to wait for God to make things right, but we know the vision of hope they hold, and we live into that reality now. So we bring about that hope. We bring about that peace. It is not a hope that brings about apathy. It is a hope that animates and brings about action. So what I want to do for our time of prayer together is I want to try to fill our imaginations with those images of peace. And I want to allow you to do this with the Holy Spirit more so than me leading us. But I want to read some of that text again, and I want these images of peace to just fill your mind and just see where the Holy Spirit may highlight the way, what this would look like for our world today. So go ahead and center yourself, taking maybe a breath, reminding yourself of God's presence with us. Bring yourself back to the moment. As I read these few verses again, I want these images to percolate in your mind, and just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight what this may look like in our world. And when the Spirit does highlight one image, one picture, one word, just sit with it and hold that image and that word in your mind with God. And then just ask, what would it look like for me to live into that today? Isaiah says, he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. A little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. What do you notice about Isaiah's vision of peace and hope? Ask the Spirit to fill your imagination for what it may look like for a world made right. Conflict is no more. Relational struggles are no more. Greed is no more. Coercion, no more. Manipulation is gone. Allow the Spirit to fill your mind with visions of new creation. That is what Advent is about. Getting more attuned to the brokenness of our world and more attuned with the longing for things to be made right. But not an apathetic waiting, an active waiting, where we live into that reality now. We live as people of grace, of forgiveness, of love, because that is what we have experienced. Let me close with our prayer for this week. Renew in me this day, O Lord, the hope of the new heaven and earth, in which you will reign in light and we will live in peace. And meanwhile, may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, through Jesus Christ, our coming King. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.